The State Office of Education estimates Utah schools will lose about $25 million in federal funding next year if Congress doesn't come to an agreement by Tuesday. Bruce Williams is the Utah State School Associate Superintendent for Business and Operations. He says schools aren't rushing to plan for the potential cuts just yet.
I think many of them are realizing that there's an issue out there, but knowing that they'll need to deal with it during the next budget cycle if it becomes a reality.
But Williams notes some schools will have to deal with immediate cuts if an agreement isn't reached. Those are school districts that receive aid because they're on some portion of federal land.
There are a couple of districts that would be affected, and San Juan District being the largest recipient of those funds, they would be affected during the 12-13 year.
Individual school districts must decide how to prepare for the impact. Federal funding for each district varies based on a number of factors, but Williams says the cuts would have the most impact on schools with the most low income and disabled students. Utah already struggles to fund public schools. The state spends less on individual students than any state in the nation. Whitney Evans, KUER News.